Have your Bible, turn to 2 Peter chapter number 1, 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse 16. It says, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.' And this voice, which came from heaven, we heard when we were with Him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, unto the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought: show and tell. Show and tell. As we look at this tonight and we look in the precious Word of God, He tells us in verse 16 that we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That dynamic that we have in Christ Jesus, that we know, praise God, that we know Him in the power of His Spirit, and we know that one day in a little while He is coming again. Amen. He's coming, praise God, to magnify Himself and to magnify Himself to the church, that we might see Him as He is. But I'm glad we don't have to wait after a while. I'm glad we don't have to wait for farther on. I'm glad we can recognize Him in His fullness, praise God, right now. But as we look at this tonight, I'd like to think on this just a little bit. The battle today that's taking place, and the battle that's happening all around us, is the Christian church today, those profess to be born again believers, regarding the infallibility of the Word of God. I want to tell you on the authority of God that this book is the Word of God. There's nothing wrong with it. There's no mistakes in it. It is the perfect, infallible Word of God. Amen. I hope you believe that tonight. Praise God. If it does, it'd help us a whole lot in our faith, just to recognize and realize who God is. Amen. And we see here in the volume of this book, as Paul's writing in, or Peter's writing in 2 Peter, he's writing about how he feels about God and God's Word. Amen. Praise God. I feel joy and excitement in my soul about my God and my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and the sweet Spirit of God that accompanies me every day of my life, everywhere I go. And He never leaves me, never forsakes me. He's always with me. I can count on it. Amen. I can count on Him to be there for me. But we can see this, and see as Peter's writing this, praise God, he's speaking of the sovereignty of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A holy and a righteous God. And the sovereignty, praise God. And we can see Him here as He begins to delve into the Word. And Peter begins to tell us what he saw and what he heard. Show and tell. Amen. It worked when we was little kids, didn't it? Amen. We had little things teacher would have us bring for show and tell. We would show them what it was, and we would tell them, amen, what we thought it was. And we hope we got it right. And I don't know about you, when we done that, we had some crazy things that little kids would bring to school for show and tell. Amen. But we see that he saw His face. Peter says that we saw His face. Amen. As the brightness of the sun. He said that we saw His garments in the Shekinah glory of God. Amen. And said that we heard with our ears the magnificence of God. Look what he says. He says, "For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Amen. Praise God. He goes on verse 18 and said, this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. So Peter's here telling us, praise God, he said that it was show and tell. So God showed us and he told us, hey, who this man was. He was it was no man, but it was the very glory, praise God, and Shekinah glory of Jesus Christ. The Christ of God. The anointed one of God, amen. The Messiah of God, praise God. That one, praise God, that was sent from God. And Peter says, we saw him, praise God, and all his magnificence. Now they're speaking on the Matthew chapter 17, they're speaking when a transfiguration on the mount. Amen. When they went up on the mount and Jesus took Peter, Paul, and John, Peter and John, who's the other one? James. Peter, James, John. I went brain dead. Peter, James, John, and he took them with him up on the mountain and he tells us how he was transfigured before their eyes. Amen. Praise God that he glowed in the Shekinah glory of God. Praise the Lord. And he saw that with his eyes. And he heard him speak it. And he heard God Almighty from the portals of glory begin to speak. And he said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. He said, this is my beloved Son. He said, hear ye him. He said, listen to him. He's got something to tell you. And that's a magnificent thing. So Peter's saying that he saw him with his eyes and said he heard him with his ears. What a great affirmation of who Jesus Christ the Savior is. The Christ of glory. He was speaking of his magnificence and his deity. Amen. Peter was laying it out there for us so we could see it. He said, this is who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Said, we saw him and we heard him. Praise God. Amen. But then listen to what Peter, he says an astonishing thing here that we miss so many times. He said, we saw him, we heard him, but look what he says in verse 19. He says, we have also, he said, now we saw him and we heard him. Amen. He said, I saw him, I heard him. He said, but we have also a more sure word of prophecy. Amen. Whereby ye do well that ye take heed. What in the world was he talking about? What an astonishing statement. Praise God. He said we saw him with our eyes and said we heard him with our ears. The affirmation of the Lord Jesus Christ and his glory and his deity. But he said, us seeing him and us hearing about him, praise God, it wasn't enough. It wasn't all that God had to give to us. Because he gave us a more sure word of prophecy. A more sure word. That's a word that goes beyond assurance. Amen. He said, it's a word that you can take and believe. That you can build upon for God's glory. Amen. Because Peter says, he said, we saw him with their eyes, but they could be a sly hand. He said, your eyes can deceive you. Amen. It happens all the time. People being deceived. We hear all the time that people are out hunting in the woods, deer hunting, waiting on that big buck. And they finally see it. And they lay down on that thing, put the crosshairs behind the shoulder, boom! And down it goes. And they ease over to it, and when they get there, there's a big old doe laying there. Slick-headed as can be. Huh? Hey, our eyes can play tricks on us. We can see things that's not there. Amen. What we probably see is maybe a tree limb behind them. Sounds good to me, don't you, Brother Bill? must have been that limb. Amen. Big one. Amen. 10 point on one side. Walking like this. But our eyes play tricks on us. Amen. A lot of times turkey hunters say, well, I could have swore that was a gobbler. I saw his beard. Amen. Now, in turkey hunt, listen, the beard is not on his chin. It's on his chest. Okay? For people that don't know. And they have to have a beard. Now, I've got a hen at the house that has a beard. She's legal. Amen? She's legal to take because she's got a beard. But your eyes can play tricks on you. Amen? They can play tricks on you. You can think you see things that you don't really see. Amen? And then he said, I heard with their ears. He said, your ears might mislead you. Sometimes me and Brother Bill don't hear correctly. Amen?
Amen.
It's not that we ignore you. It's not that we don't hear you. We just don't hear you correctly. Amen. Sometimes we hear what we want to hear. That works out better for us. Amen. I'm just saying. But what Peter was saying here said, we saw the Lord Jesus Christ with our eyes. We heard the God of heaven speaking to Him. Amen. From the portals of glory with our ears. And that was wonderful. It was glorious to behold. Could you even imagine? I mean, I can see with my mind's eye. I can see Him with my spirit. I can feel His presence in my soul. And that's a wonderful thing. It's an exciting thing. If it wasn't, I'd just go sit down, quit, and go to the house and forget it. But it's something exciting. It stirs in my soul just to know my Lord and my Savior. Amen. I've not seen Him with my natural eyes. I've not heard Him with my ears. But I felt His presence in my life. Amen. And what Peter was saying here, praise God, he was saying that he said, I saw Him with my eyes. I heard Him with my ears. Praise God. He said, but there's no doubt about the surety, praise God, the certainty that we have of Him in the Word of God. He said, the Word of God doesn't deceive you. Amen. What it says, what God has printed out for us in the volume of the book, praise God, it's real and it's true. Praise the Lord. He said, for we have also a more sure word of prophecy, where you do well that you take heed. He said, since it's a more sure word, said we need to pay attention to it. Amen. Now listen, he said this old book, he said we need to pay more attention to it than we do of what we see and what we hear. Amen. He said because this book is absolutely correct. Praise the Lord. It's the greatest show and tell you ever did see. God's showing us that He loves us and He's telling us how much. Praise His holy name. We see it playing out. So we see Peter as he begins to lay this out. Amen. In verse number 20, look what he says in verse number 20. He said, knowing this first. Amen. So now catch that. He said, there's something that you need to know first. Amen. He said, there's like a gateway here that you need to know. First of all. Amen. Or in other words, before everything else, there's something that you need to know. Amen? He's going to tell us what the important thing is. He said, the first thing that we need to know. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy. Now, what is prophecy? It literally means to predict or to foretell what's going to take place so that we can know before. Amen. Praise God. So he said, knowing this first, that no prophecy, no foretelling, amen, predicting is of any private interpretation. That word is a great big word. You know what it means? Is means that it is the originator. He said that no prophecy is of any private of Scripture is the. In other words, it's the originator or the beginner that means to come into existence. Praise God, of any private interpretation. So he says that this thing's laid out here. He gives us the facts in verse number 20. Praise God. He said, this is what prophecy. He said, knowing at first that this prophecy, this predicting, this foretelling, praise God. He said, it's laid out. It's the beginning. It's where it starts, praise God. It's the originator of the truth, praise God, that comes out to me and you. He said, of any private. Amen. Any private, that's the idea. He's speaking of the ideals that they're being one or one one's own ideals, one's revelation from somewhere. Praise God to me and you, or it belongs to me and you. He says it doesn't. He says not of any personal, private, individual thinking, but it's something that God gives us in His Word. He said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Amen. That's that interpretation we know is that revelation. It's the unloosing of what God has to give to us. To turn it loose so we can see it, praise God, and recognize it for the glory of God that it is. As it begins to magnify itself to me and you. The revelation, in other words, it's the explanation that God gives us. God's really good at explaining Himself. Men for generations and centuries have been trying to figure out God. Right? And God is there. He plays show and tell with us. He shows us and He tells us, praise God, of Himself. Amen. He reveals Himself to us. He said it's not any private interpretation, just of one man's opinion, but it's how God speaks to us, praise God, through an originating process where God speaks through men to us. Praise the Lord. It's something that men can't discover. We can't discover this outside of God. We don't have the capability. Amen. But he said it's not of any private interpretation. We can't determine it. We can't figure it out outside of God helping us. That's why so many people struggle with the Word of God. We want to take it and read it like a novel or like any other book. Amen. Like a fabric. Well, what did Peter say? He said, "We have not followed cunningly devised fables." Amen. He said, "It's not a mystery novel that we're trying to figure out. We don't come to some place in it. We say, wow, I knew that was who done it at the end." Amen. Like a murder mystery, we try to figure out who did it all the way through till we get to the end, and we say, "Aha!" So that ain't what it's supposed to be. Said it's not any cunningly devised fables, but praise God, it's the truth of the Word of God that we might know the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Even though Peter said we saw Him, we heard Him, but praise God, there's a more sure word of prophecy that tells us who He is, that we may know Him. Amen. In the free pardon of sin. Praise the Lord. And it's men who search, praise God, and look for Him, and listen for God's voice. And they penned it down. That's where we get the Word of God. Amen. People have searched for years and years and years to try to figure it out. Look back at 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 9. He says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation, now watch this, the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied, watch this, of the grace that should come unto you. Amen. He said they searched diligently, they looked, they searched, they've tried to find, and the old prophets, praise God, have inquired and they've searched diligently. Amen. Praise God. Who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Now look at verse number 11. He said, searching what? or what manner of time the Christ, the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify what was making a difference, what was guiding them in their search, what was they using to look at what they were trying to see. It was the Spirit of Christ that was in them that was giving them the information. Amen. It wasn't of themselves, of themselves, but it was from Christ. When it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. Amen. So we see it laid out, what these men were doing. They were looking for the truth. Amen. They weren't looking for cunningly devised fables. They weren't looking to see what old wives' tales had to say about it. Maybe somebody told me the other day, well, preacher said, you know, that's just like old wives' tales. It's just something that the old people used to believe. Amen. They're crippled too high for crutches. I said, buddy, you're talking about the Word of God. It ain't old wives' tales, praise God. It's the truth from God. It's 66 books that fit together like a glove, amen, and prophesied through the eons of time down through the ages, praise God, and fit together and come together and work just together just like God determined it to be. The prophecies of God is fulfilled. He said they looked for it, they desired to see it. They searched diligently, amen, praise God, till they begin to get the answers. And praise God. In other words, he said, in order to figure it out, he said they had to consider it. They had to think about it. They had to meditate on it. They had to allow God to penetrate them with the truth of His Word. And then they began to pen it down. They began to write her down. Listen how they said they began to interpret. Amen. Verse number 21. He said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. Amen. They'd love that. Hey, I'd like to have all the information that's in here, praise God, and it just be mine. Hello? Because I'll just be honest with you, I don't know much. You say, well, I know, preacher. I see that every Sunday. Amen. I don't know much. Don't know as much as I'd like to know. But praise God, I'm diligently searching. I'm looking, praise God. But he said the prophecy came not of old men by the will of man. It wasn't that men, praise God, wanted to just write down so they willed it. But said they had a desire for the things of God. Look what it says next. He said, but holy men of God. Amen. Said they discerned whether it was true or not true. And they discerned it, praise God, and they spake. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Said it was the Spirit of God that was moving them. It was the Spirit of God that caused them to pick up that pen, and they went to write, and they knew not what, praise God. But God was giving them, praise the Lord. He was giving them through inspiration. He was God was the originator of the writings. It was no private interpretation. Amen. God gives the writings, praise God. In one place He give them this, in another place He give them that. And praise God, when it's all said and done, it fit together just like that glove. Amen. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about where it come from. Man could not sit down and write this book. Amen. Because it's not a book, it's the Word of God. No man, hey, they've tried it. We've got these perversions. Some of them read like a Dr. Seuss novel. Craziest things I've ever seen. Amen. Don't make a lick of sense. Take the magnificence of the power and the might of God and the hand of God away from it and change it into a lie. Amen. But he said, God Almighty, through show and tell, he pinned down, he gives us the information that he wants us to have and helps us to receive it, praise God. It was given by holy men of God. Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Amen. The old fellows, the old prophets of God, the scribes of God, the men of God that would pen down the Word of God. Amen. They were moved upon by God. Amen. They was a move from the pores of glory. He said it's a more sure word. A more sure word of prophecy. He said it's a more sure word, praise God, of that seeing with your eye and hearing with your ear. It amazes me when I got hold of Peter. Peter would say, hey, listen, I saw Jesus in His magnificent glory. I heard God from heaven speaking to Him and Him to God. I heard it. But he said, praise God, there's something. I can just see their eyes as they look at Peter real funny. Amen. As Peter says, listen, I've got a more sure word. He said, that was magnificent. But he said, I've got something that's even bigger than that. He said, we have a more sure word of prophecy. The word of God that God gave to holy men of God as they were moved upon, praise God. It didn't originate with them, but it originated from another place. And they received it from God and they pinned her down. We are to take this book, praise God, we are to lift it high and we are to make about 3 or 4 laps of each and every one of us, say, glory to God in the highest. We have in our hand the infallible Word of God. Amen. God speaking to us. He said, it's better than seeing. It's better than hearing. He said, it's a more sure word of prophecy. Prophecy is that's foretold, that's going to be fulfilled. Amen. I've been reading and looking, studying in Ezekiel 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. Amen. This thing's a playing out. We're seeing it. We're seeing prophecies being fulfilled right before our eyes. Amen. Everything happening in the country and the world today, praise God, it fits into this book. Why? Because this is a more sure word of prophecy. Men may say, well, I think, Brother Jeff, this is going to happen, and I think that's going to happen, and I think this is the sequence of events, but God said this is what's going to take place. Amen. Praise God. This blessed old book that she's singing about, that we sing about, a blessed old book that I hold in my hand is true from beginning and end. Praise God. It is a more sure word of prophecy. The revealing of God and godliness to me and you. Praise the Lord. He said, that's what it is. That's what God planned for it to be. And I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? A more sure word of prophecy that we can show and tell the lost in a dying world that they might be compelled to come in. And it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same word, praise God, that my granddaddy preached at the old Oak Grove Church in Alexander is the same word of God that you've got in your hand today. Amen, lest you've been handed a counterfeit. Praise God. A more sure word from God Almighty. But now listen, let's just bring that where we live. And it's a personal word to you. Amen. Peter said, I saw it. He said, I heard it. But there's a more sure word of prophecy that's for you. That you might have it too. In full assurance. Amen. In other words, what he said, hey, don't take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. And then you know, I can just tell you what I saw. I can just tell you what I heard. But my eyes can deceive me. My ears can my ears could deceive me. But praise God, God's word is not a deceiver. Praise the Lord. It is that'll help our lives. He'll minister us every step of the way till we get to the house. Amen.